This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
What is going on, everyone? We're back with another episode of the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes. Last week's episode, we filmed twice and had technical issues both times. So, you know, as of lately, we're 0 for 2 on this show. I'm joined by a couple of guests here from 10K. We have the notorious Bubba, as well as producer Cam. Gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Bubba, before we start, I need to ask you about something. You did park in the handicap spot upon arrival.
Yep.
What's your rationale behind being able to do that? Do you think you're that high above the rest of the common folk?
I'm in cahoots with the Prior Lake PD, so...
I'm allowed to park. Well, actually, I said, what are you doing parking there? And you're like, I'm handicapped. And then I'm like, you basically are. And then you're like, what is that supposed to mean? I'm like, all I did was agree with you.
Yeah.
You just immediately played the victim.
Shit happens, foe.
Okay. All right. As you guys know, this is how the show works. I'm going to ask these gentlemen 7 questions. They're going to get a minute each. I'm going to award a point to the individual who I think had the best answer to the question. We'll tally up the scores at the end and announce our winner. Are you gentlemen ready for another episode of The Rundown?
Let's get it.
All right. So in this week's world, we're going to start with producer Cam in question 1. There's a lot of chatter on Twitter about Kirk Cousins possibly getting traded to San Fran. Do you think it could happen, Cam? 1 minute.
I mean, it could happen, but I don't think it will. I think Kirk Cousins will be with us till the end of his contract. And if the Vikings decide to trade him, they're stupid because we had a top 5 offense last year. You don't just get rid of that. And for all the people that want Deshaun Watson, like, I get it. He's young and he's exciting. But unless Deshaun Watson plays cornerback or safety, I don't want him. Because quarterback's not the problem. We need defense. We are going to get some key players back because we lost a lot from injury last year. But we still need help on defense, and we should not touch Cousins at all. He's perfectly fine.
All right. Bubba, 1 minute.
So if he, let's say he were to be traded to San Francisco, does that mean they're going to go after Deshaun, hypothetically?
No, I mean, it could, but not necessarily.
Okay, then no, I wouldn't do it because you don't know what could come back. What are you fucking trading for? Well, I mean, I don't know. What are the rumors? I haven't been on my phone all day. What do you get out of Kirk? For Kirk?
I've heard some draft picks, probably, maybe some other players. It's going to be a lot.
It would basically just be like a more of a salary dump.
I understand. Okay, well, yeah, Kirk makes some boneheaded plays, but yeah, he's pretty solid. You know, unfortunately, I give him too much shit, you know, because I'm a case guy, but fuck, you know, honestly, I think you should. If that were the case and you were to trade Cousins to San Francisco, fuck it. Go after Deshaun. And I do think having Danielle Hunter, and I think Michael Pierce is coming back, and I think Cam Dantzler and whatever the fuck the other guy's name is, they're only going to get better with experience. I get that. They're still young. And Eric Kendricks was out, too, for a few games at the end of last year. I say fuck it. Shoot for the stars, bitches.
All right, Bubba, thank you for that wonderful insight. We're going to go back to Cam for question number 2. Cam, do you think that James Harden was fat before he went, before he got traded to essentially lower his stock trade and get his way out of Houston?
I don't know. This is probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen in sports, because if you looked at Harden in the end of his tenure in Houston, he looked like Madea. And then he gets traded to the Nets, and now he looks like James Harden again. And at first, I kind of thought it was Photoshopped, because like Twitter can do anything. Like, you can put anything on Twitter. And then I saw a video literally on NBA TV, and he looked huge. So I don't know if he was wearing a fat suit, but I honestly wouldn't put it past him. It seems kind of like a James Harden thing to do, and well, it worked. So he got his way, but I have a hard time seeing that it was fake.
Yeah, and I want to point out the fact that I'm the most upset about it over anyone else, because it was like the best meme that I had on Twitter was using that caption. You could pretty much use it for any relatable situation as a guy who's overweight. So, Bubba, what do you think? Did James Harden get fat so that his stock trade was lower?
No, I think he went to a local costume store in Houston, and I think he got a fat suit. When was that picture taken of him being that fat? Was it recent?
Like a month ago?
Right before he got
there. No fuck. I mean, maybe if he was in a sauna every day losing water weight, but fuck, man. There's no way he looks right from that to that. That's just physically, I think, impossible. The guy's a fat fucker, and he likes strippers, okay? Dude, he got his fucking way leaving because he's a cocky fuck, and it's all about him. And it's going to be a problem in Brooklyn because fucking Kyrie's all about him, too. And I think these fuckers are just fucking AIDS. And I think it was a fake because his fat ass wanted a fat suit and get the fuck out of Mark D'Antonio. Or is he still the coach? Anyway.
Bubba, follow-up question. Do you think that him being at the strip clubs meant he had a lot of strip club buffets that could have helped put on the weight as well? Because I think that's a big factor here.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, he likes to grab that fat ass, so I'm sure he likes to get fat when he's there. So.
I bet you
he put a lot of... Never mind.
He retracts the statement halfway through.
He put a lot of those stripper hot dogs into stripper snatches.
Okay.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
Okay.
I don't know how to reply to this.
Yep, that's the end of that question. Okay, next question for you, Cam. Are the Wild frauds? We're three games in at this point. Two of those have been come-from-behind wins, one on a buzzer beater, both of them in overtime, and then we lose 1-0 against the Anaheim Ducks a few nights ago on Monday, since we're releasing this podcast on Wednesday. Cam, do you think the Wild are frauds?
I was actually just talking about this with some people last night. You look at the first game, Kaprizov made that amazing play in overtime, where then ultimately it did go off his skate, and obviously he didn't mean to do that. So to me, that is considered a lucky bounce. And then you have the Ryan Suter goal, which technically Dumba tipped it in, but it was the Suter goal. And that was pretty lucky because it was right at the end. So, and then, like I said, like they're a couple bounces away from being 0-3. I do think this team is good. But I do, like, they have definitely have gotten lucky so far. So, but you can't say that they're frauds only three games in.
All right. And Bubba, one of the experts on the Wild Takes podcast presented by 10K Takes. What are your thoughts on this team three games in?
I agree with Cameron stating about it's too early to judge. But looking at the first three games, I think this team is fraudulent. They've been, the first game they were up 1-0 and then shit the bed. The second game, I think it was the same story.
Literally the same exact.
Yeah, 3-1 going into the third, and, you know, they bukkakied their way back at the end of the third.
Verb, yep.
And then they get shut out last night by John Gibson. John Gibson's a solid goaltender, but the Anaheim Ducks suck, okay? There's no way. If this team wants to make it to the Cup, I mean, they need to beat fuckheads like fucking Anaheim. I'm sorry. This team is fraudulent. But I like what I've seen out of Kirill Kaprizov. And Cam Talbot is a fucking dumbass motherfucker that shouldn't even be in the league.
Can I rebuttal to that?
Sure, yeah. Go for it.
I will add that Talbot did look very good yesterday. But
oh, yeah, he did.
It is the Wild way. Like Talbot finally plays good, and then we run into a smoking hot goalie who just stops everything. So that really screwed us.
All right. Our next question revolves around a story that has been blowing up on Twitter around the Minnesota area. There is a state senator who is trying to legalize sports gambling in Minnesota, something we've wanted to see for years, especially me. You know, we get a lot of shit from people who live in other states that we don't have it legalized yet. Do you guys think it actually passes? Because the last time this happened, we didn't get jack shit out of it. So, you know, we have reason to be skeptical. Cam, 1 minute.
I'm kind of sick of getting my hopes up of like sports gambling becoming legal here. So I don't think this bill will pass, but I do it's inevitable that it will eventually become legal. But I just think that it's still too early. Minnesota is always one of the last people to pass anything cool. Like we still can't even have fireworks that explode in the air, and we can't sell beer that's not 3-2 at gas stations.
And you can't go to bars with your parents, which is lame.
Yeah. Like I can go to Wisconsin when I'm 12 and get hammered with my dad. But they will pass it eventually, but I just don't see it right now, unfortunately.
All right, Bubba?
I have a lot of knowledge in this field. Look, all the tribal nations have these fucks by the balls. They can do whatever the fuck they want, and I don't think it's going to pass because of that. These tribes, okay, my great-grandmother was a full-blood fucking Native, okay? I love Native Americans. This is nothing on you guys. I'm not saying anything bad, believe me. I'm proud to be a quarter Native. But this is bullshit. God damn it. Think of, okay, you think about all the money you could fucking lose, but think of all the fucking money you could gain, you stupid fucks. And I'm not calling Native Americans stupid fucks. I'm calling the fucking political people who don't want this bill to pass stupid fucks, okay? So, yes, that's my answer.
Well, and look at New Jersey. What, they made $990-some million in pure profit last year from sports gambling, so.
I'm pretty sure, wasn't that in just 1 month?
Yeah. Oh, it might have been. Yeah. I just saw that number and remember being like, wow, that's high above zero. Yeah. So I don't know why we don't do it. All right. Next question. The Timberwolves. Not a good start. We have people like D'Lo in the press saying we got to figure out how to lose. Cat has been out for a lot of the year for injuries. And, you know, he has had some personal issues back in 2020. So, you know, I wouldn't say he's at full strength. Do you think we're fucked? Are the Timberwolves hopeless, even though we got the number one draft pick this year, Cam?
This year, for sure, fucked. The future is still bright. Like, our window isn't closed. Cat is still a superstar, and like you said, it has been a tough year for him, and now he has COVID, so that just is on top of everything that he's gone through. But we need to figure it out. Otherwise, Cat will be traded. He's probably going to go to Milwaukee and win a championship with Giannis. And
he's going to be the Pippen to...
Jordan,
except with Giannis.
Exactly. Then we'll be extremely fucked. Yep. Right now, we are fucked, but we have a bright future, and we just had the number one pick. Anytime you have the number one pick, there's excitement around the city. It just hasn't translated, but it is still early in the season as well. But so,
yeah. Bubba, what do you think? Are we fucked?
Yes. Unfortunately, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves are fucked, and I think it was Anthony Edwards shouldn't have been the first round pick, or whatever it was. I don't know. LaMelo Ball has looked sexual out in Charlotte. He's like first in points, first in pretty much fucking everything, okay?
I think he was the first rookie to get a triple-double, is that?
Yeah, that's pretty sexual, okay? This team is a fucking cancer. This team sucks. And yes, it's still somewhat too fucking early, I get that. But nobody wants to fucking come here. Cat's gonna fucking go. D'Lo will probably fucking go. He can't stay with one fucking team. And this Anthony Edwards fuck, it's still too early to say he's a fucking bust, but I think they fucked up on the draft. And I'm gonna get a rebuttal now.
I also want to add that Anthony Edwards is actually averaging more points than LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
LaMelo Ball has better stats, like rebounds and assists and everything, but that's his role on that team. Anthony Edwards' role on this team isn't to rack up assists. He is leading... Or he is beating LaMelo Ball in points per game. Just wanted to
fair point.
Out.
Fair point.
All right, kind of going back to hockey here with the Wild. ESPN has fucked the Wild twice now on their reporting. On was it Thursday night? They reported the Marcus Johansson goal as Marcus Johnson, who I think Mark Johnson was on the Miracle Team, right? So shout out to that movie in another podcast this week. It's a bit. I want the kid who wouldn't take the test, the miracle bit. Also, they reported last night at the end of the second when it was 1-0 that it was 0-0 and heading into overtime. Or maybe, I think it was 0-0, but they said we were heading into overtime when we were heading into the third. So my question for you guys, does ESPN hate the NHL and the Wild? Because to see them, I've never seen them screw up those scoring updates or those names or the push notifications. I've seen it twice in the last 3 days. So Cam, does ESPN hate the Wild?
I think it's been like a long-running joke for a while now. ESPN definitely just hates the NHL in general. I think like the long-running joke has been like, yeah, the Penguins won the Stanley Cup, but first, LeBron James made tacos for dinner. Like, that would be like their headliner.
Taco Tuesday.
That would be their headliner.
Shut up.
Wow. Penguins winning the cup.
You're gonna tell the judge to shut up?
Yes.
That's a bold call. All right, sorry, Cam. Continue your point.
And then there's a reason why, like, they usually only have one expert on ESPN about the NHL, and that's Barry Melrose. You look at every other sport, there's multiple experts. They're always coming on. They just don't give the attention to the NHL. And I remember, Jack, you and I were actually in the studio when you got that notification. We're like, did we just, like, teleport and like miss the whole period?
Because I thought I discovered time travel, but unfortunately I didn't.
Yeah, ESPN just sent everyone for a loop, and it's just something that they can't do. And they would never ever do that with like an NBA, an NFL, or even an MLB game, for God's sake. And I have a feeling the NHL has more fans than the MLB. For some reason, they just can't wrap their head around like the fact that the NHL is a big deal in America.
Yeah, interesting point. Bubba, what do you think? You think the NHL is hated by ESPN?
Yeah, Cameron kind of took my bit about they don't really give the time of day to ESPN. But I will say, maybe they just fucked up and had a typo. I mean, what are you jumping to conclusions for, kid?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just asking you. I thought you guys are the experts. That's why I was curious.
Shut up, okay? Look, and to rebuttal on Cameron's point, I think Barry Melrose is now with the NHL Network, not ESPN. So
that even like makes my point.
So do they even have any real analysts now?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. It could be Christopher Pronger. I don't know. Pronger.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I was just throwing if you don't know who Pronger is, then you guys need to go watch some YouTube highlights of the best defenseman in the league. But I'll say this. I'll say that I don't think, and to rebuttal on Cavs fight, I'm going all over the place because I'm kind of high.
You're not high.
What?
I think MLB has more fans than the NHL, Cameron.
That's what I. No, no way.
No, yeah, because America's pastime is baseball.
But you look at all the young fans. Nobody. That is young, watches the MLB.
How do you determine a fan? Is it viewers?
I don't know. Basically, you tell me. Look up the stats.
Or like viewers, or it's someone that like actively talks about the game and like actively watches the game.
Someone
like,
else is going to have to Google it because my computer Wi-Fi is turned off due to the fact that our internet is dog shit.
I don't really have an answer for this question because ESPN sucks at. I mean, they like the fucking college hockey, but they do like on ESPN2 and shit. Like they do college hockey, but I don't think. They give a fuck about. I don't think they give a fuck about NHL hockey, sadly.
Glad, Bubba, that you're very interested in this program.
Right. I don't know how to answer that one.
All right. Final question here is, should Twitter ban Michael Thomas for giving false information in his Twitter handles? Twitter handles can't guard Mike, and he had zero catches on Sunday.
Go ahead, Cam.
Do you think his Twitter account is fraudulent and needs to be shut down for violating policy?
Yes, it is fraudulent, and it's fake advertising. Can't guard Mike. That's obviously not true. They definitely guarded him. He didn't have any catches. But that's not the main reason why he should be banned. He should be banned because that dude bitches more than anyone I have ever seen on Twitter. You look at ever since the Minneapolis Miracle, we beat them in the playoffs. He bitched and bitched and bitched. We beat them in the playoffs again last year. And then, we went on to play San Francisco, and he bitched saying we would have beat them. Like, dude, you watched the game from your couch. We actually played the game. You didn't beat us to get to San Francisco. And you did practically nothing in that game against us. So if you wanted to change that and play in San Francisco, you could have done it. So he should be banned because the dude's annoying, and I don't understand how anyone could like his character.
Bubba, same question.
I think I saw today he was playing with a torn pectoral or whatever. Where's your pectoral?
I did hear that word a lot on Sunday. I have no idea where it is.
Okay, so I'll say this.
He was hurt.
I think the main reason why he played on Sunday was to be with his boy, Drew, and kind of have his last little cocktail with him at, share the moment with his boy. But, yeah, he's kind of a fraud. He sucks ass, okay? All he is talk. He's from Ohio State. Everybody who goes to Ohio State sucks in the NFL. Don't fucking fact check me on that.
I was going to say, that's probably
But if you play quarterback, you suck if you go to Ohio State. Justin Fields is going to suck next year, too. I mean, it's just a Twitter handle. I mean, it's not like the Constitution of the United States of America, Jackson. What?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that wraps up all seven questions. Are you guys ready to hear the results?
It's probably Cameron.
All right, first question. Does Kirk Cousins get traded to San Francisco? I went with Cam on this one because he did have a little more knowledge around the subject, whereas Bubba just kind of sat there and spun his wheels. Fair enough. Second question is, do you think James Harden was fat to lower his stock trade and successfully get out of Houston? I did go with Bubba on this one because Bubba is correct. James Harden is a man of strip clubs, and I know at strip clubs they do, at least the ones in Minneapolis, do a lot of free food.
And they put hot dogs and stripper snatches and anuses.
He's probably not wrong there, so...
The free glizzy buffet.
I'd still eat the hot dogs, too.
Okay, I'm glad the viewers know that. But I did give that one to you, Bubba, because you did have
a little bit...
And as someone with weight, you kind of understand how it happens. Well, no, you're an expert in the subject, I thought.
Okay.
So I gave you a point. All right, next one. Are the Wild frauds? The two come behind goals come from behind goals as well as the loss to Anaheim. I did go with Bubba because he said it plain and simple, you know. It's not worth taking to the bank when you have to come back twice to win. You know, we thought we were like America's team for those two games when in all reality we played against a rusty LA Kings. I don't want to say we're frauds, but I think that Wild fans got a little too excited coming out of the gates, including ourselves. We put out a lot of stuff and we were really excited, but, you know, a little slap in the face from reality. So I did give that one to Bubba. The next one that said, will the proposed legislation for sports gambling in Minnesota pass? I did give this to Cam because he did have some statistics to back it up, while Bubba just kind of backtracked not racist comments.
No, I'm not fucking, well,
but you had to say every 10 seconds, I don't say this to be racist.
Right.
Well, okay. And you were doing that so much that you didn't really have time to give me an actual
point.
I'm not
fucking, never mind.
Yeah, I know you're not. But you spent so many
time
saying...
Well, and one, I'm fucking native, so all you fucking assholes who say I'm not...
But no one's saying that.
Yeah, but it's going to be said.
No. But having to make this comment over and over took away from your time from actually explaining your answer.
Kiss my ass, you...
All right, next question was, are the Timberwolves fucked? I did go with Cam because at the end of your answer, Bubba, you said, I don't know.
So I don't know what they're... I mean, clearly they're fucked.
What? Oh my god, we've been gone for 2 weeks and this is the episode we're delivering. Glad you guys are here to be a part of this. Okay, the next question was, does the ESPN hate the NHL and the Wild? I did give this one to Bubba because
I'm surprised.
Well, no, I think you made a good point. Maybe someone just made a typo. Maybe this was like a series of screw-ups that just look like something else. I mean, I think ESPN is too big to get away with that. Like, someone's going to call them out. You know, the Wild fans have a pretty big fan base. We've seen how toxic we can be on Twitter. I think if they were actually screwing this up, some people would be getting fired in ESPN. I think it was just a string of small mistakes. We're all human. I make typos. If you ever read one of my blogs, you'll notice plenty of typos in there. So, you know what, Bubba? You gave the benefit of the doubt to the people at ESPN, and so did I. So you got the point. And the final question was, should Twitter ban Michael Thomas because of his handle, Can't Guard Mike? I did give this one to Cam because he's correct. You know, that is false advertising. And yeah, it's just a Twitter handle, but... You know, if you're going to have that as your Twitter handle, it has to be accurate 100% of the time. You know,
right.
I get that the guy is good and that some days he's not going to get any catches, but then change it to something else. Like, sometimes you can guard Mike. I think would...
Too long of a handle.
Well, okay, then get a little more creative, but just don't lie to people.
Okay.
So this episode does go to Cam, although we have enjoyed having Bubba back on. You know, like I said, we had the technical difficulties last week, so we apologize. Gentlemen, any final thoughts to give to the viewers before we close this shit show for good?
Just wanted to plug my Twitter real quick. It's CamThompson_10K, and it was fun being on here again against some Bubba, who I think was invested in the episode. I don't really know, but yeah.
Yeah, I was invested a little bit. I took edible CBD, so I didn't take the THC one.
Oh, so you did the legal bit.
Oh, yeah, in the state of Minnesota. I don't give a fuck if you follow me, but if you do, it's Bubba 10K.
I think it's Bub 10K, right?
No, I changed it. Yes. It's Bubba 10K. And I was going to make a fucking hate speech right now, but I'm not going to do that, so.
What, on who? On me?
No, we'll keep it inside company business.
Behind closed doors.
Okay, apparently there's some sort of speech that Bubba has for us that you guys don't get to hear. So if anything comes out of that, we'll let you know. If you guys want to follow 10,000 Takes on any social media, you can just search just 10K Takes or 10,000 Takes anywhere. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, the whole nine yards. You can also read our blogs at 10ktakesmn.com, as well as if you're on that website, we got merch now. You know, we got Viking colored tees, gopher tees, black and red t-shirts, green and red, and the Soviet Savior shirts, all at very reasonable prices. You buy them, we'll ship them the next day. It's a pretty incredible service that we have here at 10K. And, you know, you guys have been bugging
us. And if you want my autograph, I'll sign one.
Yeah, I guess Bubba thinks his autograph is included. I guess if you want that, include it in the special instructions,
yeah.
And we'll make it happen. So, another thing to feed his ego. So, don't do it.
If you want a part of my Bubba jersey, I'll cut some up and send it to you.
Yeah, he's got a jersey that he used to wear for the eating challenges, and it's full of all sorts of shit. So, I don't know if you want that in your home, but... yeah, go to the website, buy the merch, guys. It helps support us. We'll help keep growing the brand. And, you know, we want to thank you for listening to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown presented by 10,000 Takes. And we'll see everyone later.